The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you had a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of his friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, as you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who was wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of it?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. I bet you thought my senior was joking when there was only just him walking down the aisle. He says, "Well, where's this other person?" Here I am. My name is Deacon Al Austin from the Diocese of Los Angeles. I'm married to a loving and supporting woman, Rita, for over 45 years. We've been blessed with 4 adult children, 10 grandchildren, and 1 great-granddaughter. I'm retired from the steel mill industry in Fontana, called California Steel. I was one of their mechanical design engineers and project manager for over 26 years before I retired. I'm from the friendly parish of Holy Name of Mary in San Dimas, where I've been assisting as a deacon for over 15 years. I'm presently serving on the Board of Governors of the Lay Mission Helpers Association in Los Angeles. So I'm honored to thank you from the Missionary Appeals Board, Monsignor Al, Monsignor Conway, and Father Andrew, to have with you to share of my call to mission this morning as a volunteer from the Lay Mission Helper's Office. One Sunday morning, during the Lenten season, I approached a pastor after Mass and asked him, can a lay person go to the missions and not have to be a religious? You see, I was living well, and I wanted a different challenge in my life. Something was unsettling in my life. He said, yes, there is. It is called the Lay Mission Helpers of Los Angeles. It's one of the most active organizations in the country. He gave me the phone number to the office. I interviewed, and the rest is history. I remember it took me months before I could get enough courage to tell my mother that I was going to the missions. She asked me, where are you going? And I told her, a place called Papua New Guinea. She said, well, where's that? And I said, well, this is Los Angeles. And if you go all the way around the globe to down here, that's Papua New Guinea, some 18,000 miles away. So she asked me, why so far? Isn't there anything closer? I said, no, Ma. This is where I'm assigned to go. I had to assure her that I would be back and that I would be all right. My sister thought I had lost my mind, knowing that I was giving up a nice new apartment, a new car, etc., for the unknown. She thought I needed some medical help. So in January 1972, I took off for Papua New Guinea, a group of islands off of the north coast of Australia and Indonesia. It would be a four-year tour from 1972 to 1976. I was sent to a thriving coastal town called Wewak, which is off the north coast of the country. My assignment was to teach young boys between the ages of 12 to 15 who could not continue their public education because only one-third of the students with only a fourth-grade education could continue. The two-thirds who were dropped from the system, the vocational schools welcomed them and girls to learn a trade in order to give them some sense of self-worth in their country. I taught both carpentry skills as well as managed a carpentry shop located on the mission grounds. We made tables and chairs and desks and bed frames, etc., out of wood and sold them to the schools in town and the rural mission stations in the interior. I enjoyed the challenge in working with the boys. However, working with the boys and managing the shop, was that all it would be of my mission assignment? However, after living there for a few months, I began to wonder, what was I doing there? And thanks to a longtime wise missionary priest, who asked me a question. How did you live in America? And I responded, I had a good job, I had friends, I lived by myself, I attended Mass weekly and went out with my friends on occasion. I was living, I thought, a normal Catholic Christian single life. He said to me, live that way here. I said, what? Live that way here. The people here, especially Catholic Christians, need to see and know what it's like. They need to see, especially a young man who is the same color as they, living in their country, who are willing to live amongst them. They have only the presence of a bishop and priests and vowed religious brothers and sisters as witnesses and an example on how to live a good Christian life. He said that you are the first American layperson who is not a religious in this part of the country. By you living your life as a good Catholic Christian, they can see what it is like to live a meaningful, natural Christian life as an ordinary layperson in community and in the church. Suddenly, I realized it was not so much what I was doing that was so important, but what and how I was living was my primary purpose for being there. I was called to live my life as an everyday person. I didn't need to do anything different or special. It was my journey of faith in God and how I valued that faith, and they needed to see and know that. Needless to say, my understanding of being there changed dramatically, whether out in public or in the mission grounds. It was important to carry myself accordingly. When I arrived there, I noticed one of their favorite pastimes was playing basketball. So I got involved with them, and believe it or not, I played the center. And I exchanged with them some of the skills I knew about the sport. Upon my second year there, I was invited to participate in the Pan Am Games in Guam. They wanted me to come first as a player, but then as a coach. And I denied both. I said, allow a New Guinea person to experience that level of competition. I'm an American. I'm not from New Guinea. So they found someone, and I worked with them to be able to compete at that level of competition. When I arrived in Papua New Guinea at the airport, before I changed flights and went on to WEWAC, I was standing there waiting for the schedule to take me on. And all of a sudden, young kids started gathering around me. They're very intuitive, curious. And some of them started speaking to me in their language. And of course, I didn't understand what they were saying. And so one said in English, where are you from? And I said, I'm an American. An American? I said, yes, I'm from America. And then they said, do you know Sidney Poitier? I said, no. Are you related to Will Chamberlain? I said, no. There is a lot more black people in America than just those two. Today's scripture readings teaches us on the quality of prayer, what and how to pray, to be persistent and trusting that God listens to our prayers. Since its humble beginning in 1955, the Lay Mission Helpers Association has sent over 750 men and women, and some with children, to the missions. It has missioned in 4 continents, some 36 countries, and presently its mission is in Ghana and Honduras. They had some missionaries in New Guinea, but had to pull out because of the pandemic. There are long-term assignments, which is a minimum of 3 years, and short-term assignments. Some of the present needs are in Uganda, for example, is the bad need for radiologists. In Guam and in Honduras and Papua New Guinea, need teachers, especially in the sciences. There are also a need for project managers who specializes in their specialties are needed everywhere. Today's gospel challenges the early apostles and us on how much do we believe in Jesus and trust in his truth. How far or to what extent will you sacrifice for him? Many apostles left Jesus. The disciples remained with him. The call to serve and journey in the name of Jesus can be daunting. If you feel that the call to serve God in a special way, it could haunt you until you say, "Yes, Lord, I'm here to do your will." Because it will not leave you alone until you do. Many are called, huh? But few are chosen. Ask God in your prayer life, "Is missionary life something you want me to do? Show me. Your servant is listening." Since the organization is a ministry of service in the diocese, we rely totally on donations and contributions to support the needed ministry. No offering is too small through the blessings of God. Once again, thank you, Monsignor, and Father Andrew and Monsignor Al, for your hospitality, your invitation, continued prayers, and financial support. There are envelopes in the pews, the green ones. You're welcome to use those. And may our Lord continue to shower you with his grace and blessings. Amen. 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 Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Deacon Al. You know, when I was with Cardinal Manning for 20 years, we had lay mission helpers in East West Africa, Western Samoa, Thailand, Brazil, and Papua New Guinea. And the Cardinal would visit one of these each year, so we went on a big cycle of visiting. And then during my time at Holy Family, I took a number of sabbaticals. One, I went to South America for four months, but after the last part of it, I went one day, flew from Lima to Los Angeles to Brisbane, Australia, to Port Moresby, and got a bush plane up to the highlands. And the highlands of New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, most primitive place in the world, that's where this good man served. And it's an extraordinary statement of dedication and generosity. So thank you very much for your testimony and for the example of your missionary endeavors. Okay? We'll do our best to support the lay mission helpers.